Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N. Mullican, M-U-L-L-I-C-A-N. Address is 1590 H Street, Gridley, California, 95948. Phone 480-781-1564. ID is XXXXXX8719, 813-1977. 45-year-old, single, utility slash bus driver, Durham Unified School District. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS-Gridley. It is addressed to 2 Benjamin Raymond, FNP-C, nurse practitioner, Butte Schools-Chico, 500 Cohasset Road, Suite 24, Chico, California, 95926-2260, phone 530-879-7582, fax 855-521-4677. The clinical indication, new onset of left upper extremity tremor. Dear Benjamin Raymond, Brandon Mulligan, M-U-L-L-I-C-A-N, for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you know. Brendan is already taking Eliquis, having suffered deep venous thrombosis from COVID virus associated with pulmonary embolus and pneumothorax by his report. New paragraph, he currently takes Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, sildenafil 20 milligrams, one tablet daily. New paragraph, by the records, he had thrombosis in both lower extremities. Subparagraph, laboratory review does not indicate deep venous thrombosis studies laboratory-wise. New paragraph, he has a previous history of respiratory issues, pneumonia, and allergies. New paragraph, he reports that since the development of his pulmonary embolus slash thrombosis slash pneumothorax following exuberant coughing, dash on the left, he's did with symptomatic neck pain on movement to the left. New paragraph, he also reports that there is difficulty with reduced motor strength in the left upper and lower extremity. New paragraph. His neurological examination today demonstrates a J-mark grip on the right of 60 to 70 pounds and on the left 35 to 40 pounds, suggesting significant motor weakness in the left upper extremity. New paragraph, cervical motion to the left induces a neck and shoulder pain. New paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes in the lower extremities are hypoactive. New paragraph. Testing reflexes shows a positive palmomental response on the right, suggesting anterior hemisphere dysfunction. graph. He reports ataxia since his clinical symptoms developed, new paragraph. His cranial nerve evaluation is otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph. He does describe some possible cognitive impairment. New paragraph. His ambulatory examination remains relatively fluid, although he does describe unsteadiness without serious ataxia or falls. New paragraph. Hypoesthesia in the left anterior thigh as a consequence of degenerative back disease, where he underwent previous workers' comp evaluation, including MR imaging of the lumbar spine and electrodiagnostic studies. So those reports for comparison, but I've asked him to provide and so that we can qualify him for intervention that may be appropriate, since he has not had this through his workers' comp providers. New paragraph. Today, in consideration for his presentation and findings, we will order NeuroQuant brain MR imaging and a cervical MRI, for which we received authorization. New paragraph. I'm scheduling him for home sleep study with his history of nocturnal motor restlessness and arousals with restlessness in the afternoon, symptoms more strongly suggesting possible restless leg type disorder. New paragraph, his cerebellar testing on today's examination did demonstrate some asymmetric motor stiffness in the right upper and right lower extremity. New paragraph. There was no obvious tremor on today's examination, but he says his tremor is variable. No cogwheeling was demonstrated on testing. New paragraph. It would be my clinical opinion at this time that he may have suffered more damage from his COVID infection, including cerebral disease, for which imaging will be completed. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up. I am giving him a trial prescription of ropinirole beginning at 25 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets at bedtime for his nocturnal restlessness, and to take 1 to 2 tablets during the day for any stiffness that he experiences as an initial therapy, considering readjustment of his regimen as may be necessary upon his diagnostic findings. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. Sign respectfully with my professional signature.